This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We cover a lot of different topics, lots of things of interest around the Umpqua Valley, but a little bit of a different direction today in the midst of the Republican National Convention. You've been hearing all about that on our national news and on some of our political programs as well. But we got in contact with a couple of folks that are there. We had Court Boyce, state representative, on this morning, and we have Bob Tiernan, a former legislator, longtime businessman in Oregon, military veteran as well. And he is joining us today from Milwaukee. And Bob, I understand you are at the Milwaukee Brewer Baseball Stadium.
I am, Kyle. And shout out to Roseburg and shout out to, your Douglas County is one of the strongholds of the Republican movement in all of Oregon. So shout out to all of you. Yes, I'm here at the convention and I'm at the Milwaukee Brewer Stadium. We have five U.S. senators who are going to be speaking to us here shortly. It's everybody from Ron DeSantis, Mike Johnson, the Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, South Carolina Governor Henry Mancaster. I mean, this is a Republican revolution going on here, and it's exciting. You don't always hear about it in the news media from listening to the Big Four in Oregon, but I'm telling you, there's a movement going, and President Trump and our new Vice President, J.D. Vance, what a man, they're going to get elected.
Now, it's interesting, you've been on the Oregon political scene at various points over the years, and you just told me off the air a moment ago, this is the first time you've gone to the GOP convention. What got you there this time?
Well, I had a VIP invitation, and I tentatively accepted. And I intended to go. I made my reservations, and then I had some other things tugging me away. And then the events of Saturday happened with soon-to-be President Trump almost being killed, and I just threw away everything else. I said, I'm going to the convention. This is a time where people have to, step up and make a difference. So that's why I'm here. I wish I would have gone before, because it's really an exercise in our democracy and our republic. It's something everybody should see, whether you're Republican, Democrat, or independent. It's our democratic system's fantastic. And you'll see just all these various views from all around our country. We think that things are so different in Roseburg. I tell you, Roseburg now reminds me of Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina. It's really something else.
So talk about when you what it's like to essentially get there. You've got thousands of people. You walk into this big arena. I'm sure you've been at this for sporting events or other events over the years. But how is this maybe a little different?
Well, this is so different because the events on Saturday where our president-elect is almost assassinated. And there were a lot of people that were on their way here who had second thoughts of putting themselves in a place where they thought something else might happen. But exactly the opposite's happened. All of the delegates that I know of and everybody that I talked to the other delegations, everybody showed up. There were no weak links in it, despite the security cautions and problems. And that's the first thing, how people are still energized and ignore any potential danger. The second one is the amount of security around here is unbelievable. Now, I spent 30 years in the military. I was on duty at 9/11. I was in Pearl Harbor at the intelligence center when they locked that place down. The guns came out, the dogs came out, the machine guns were set up. And I tell you what, the security here has matched that times two. We probably have 4,000. In fact, I know that's a good number, 4,000 visiting police officers from as far away as Texas, Oklahoma, even Utah, North Carolina, South Carolina, Illinois. They are here, and they brought their equipment. They brought their police cars. They are everywhere. The Secret Service is everywhere. This event I'm at right now. how many people have earplugs in their ear or walking around with the Secret Service. The park police are here. Even the Capitol Police from the Capitol are here. So we've got super, 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 super tight security, and there's nothing to be afraid of. And these people who are coming here are unafraid. But it's a very interesting event, and the speeches and the camaraderie has been off the charts. Now, we are going to win the presidency. I have no doubt. No doubt.
You know, it's interesting. Political conventions have obviously been around for many years, but even some political fans think that a lot of the process could be done without it, could be simplified a whole lot. But do you feel like you've just walked in to a situation that has suddenly energized or additionally energized you about the Republican Party?
I just think it's the energy of the times. Our country is not in a good position. The current administration has not only not solved problems, they've made a lot of problems worse. What's facing us now with our immigration catastrophe, our public safety, last night all we heard was from mothers who had their kids murdered by aliens who shouldn't be here. Our national defense, my Navy career, I can tell you our military is on a downturn because of this administration. I think the threats coming in from Russia and China are extremely serious. And our current administration is making, you know, almost an invitation to go do what you want to do. Our economy, our inflation, go to the grocery store. I mean, all of these things that are the responsibility of the president and his cabinet of the United States are on the downturn. We need to turn it around. I think people are energized about it. I think the people here that have come here are very smart and bright, articulate. And we've come to listen to the best of the best of our Republican leaders throughout this country. Just not President Trump. K.D. Vance was an absolute incredible find. Former Marine, 39 years old, reaching out to the other generation, a Yale graduate, smarter than a tack. And he is the future of the Republican Party. He's now our vice presidential candidate. Compare Trump and you compare J.D. Vance with who's going to be on the other ticket. Who's going to save America? Who's going to turn things around? Who's going to make a difference? Who's going to do that? I think we are. And that's why we're here. We're here to support them and give the encouragement they need to turn our country around.
So as a delegate, what kinds of things have you been involved in besides hearing various speeches?
Well, I'm not an official delegate. I'm a what they call a VIP guest. And so I've been invited to some parties. In fact, in an hour, I'm going to go meet Reince Priebus. Reince and I are friends. Reince was the former chief of staff of the White House for Trump. When I was chairman of Oregon, he was chairman of Wisconsin. We became friends. We turned things around at the RNC when we were both on the chairman of our parties. And we're going to talk about, you know, the future and what he's going to be doing, what I could be doing, what we should all be doing to help take that rudder and put it in the other direction and start solving our economic and our immigration and our problems, especially with public safety.
As an Oregon Republican, you are in a state, we all listening, most folks listening, in a state that is much heavier dominated by Democrats, and that's been a long-term situation. Do you see any shift for Oregon?
You know, number one, I do. And the reason I do is because the issues are with the common sense. Do you really want the school districts, you know, not to tell the parents that their kids are identifying with a different sex? Do you really want to take the power away from our parents? Do you really want to be having illegal aliens coming across the border? I mean, in Oregon, when I was in the legislature, Republicans were in control. And what that meant was, we passed Measure 11. We made Oregon safer. We kept bad guys in prison. And when you did something really bad, that's where you went. Sex offenders were rehabbed, and they were put. in prison. We made Oregon safer. And what's happened in Oregon in the last 20 years is sad. It's been sliding off a cliff. And I think we're scaring people, businesses out of the state because of the taxes, because of the regulation. I mean, our timber down in the Roseburg area, every element of our system in Oregon has been darn near taxed to death, encouraging businesses to leave. And we need to be doing the opposite. We've had poor leaders, we've had poor governors, and we need to put bright people, smart people in good places and vote for them. That's the key to turning Oregon around. And am I confident we can do it? There is a good chance we can do it. We have the opportunity to do it. Never say die. And so, yes, in Roseburg, especially in Douglas County, that's going to be the heartbeat of the movement. The people you have down there, I mean, just, I've always been afraid. David Jacks, shout out to you, David. You know, he's a one-man army, and you got lots of them down there. The Republican Party is very strong. You may be at the tail of the dog, but the tail can wag the dog. So I would say, come on, get out there and vote. Get your neighbors to vote. Do what you can do and be part of this movement.
All right, we're going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. Bob Tiernan joining us from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, involved with the Republican National Convention. We'll be back in a moment. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming up on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County program. We're going to talk about the Ride for 22. Steve Eckstein is the founder of the organization, and we'll find out more about the group and also their ride that's happening this Saturday. A special event at Backside happening on Friday night as well. So that's on tomorrow's program. Live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin today, Bob Tiernan in the Brewer Stadium this afternoon as part of the Republican National Convention. Now, Bob, if I understand correctly from the first segment, you weren't necessarily planning to go until Saturday. Was that correct?
Well, I was invited to go a couple of months ago, and I made my reservation and I did my plane and my hotel and all of that. And then as things have it, I have some older parents. My mom's 95, my dad's 96, so I look after them. And they were going, gosh, we really need you here next week. And so then the events happened on Saturday, and they were all watching TV. And they looked at me and they said, you know what? You better go to that convention. So it became cemented right there. I got on the plane at 5:45 in the morning and came out, and I'm glad I did. I wish everybody who could be listening to me could see what a terrific event to watch their party work and to watch the ideas come out, to watch the inspirational, not just speakers, but people who've out there done it, right? DeSantis, last night, shook his hand. Rubio from Florida, terrific. We have some great stars that can help us take that rudder and turn it in the right direction, and they've been doing it. And we just got to do it on a bigger scale. That's why President Trump is running. The comparison between Trump and Biden is tremendous, and I just felt I had to be here to do whatever I could. And I don't know exactly what I was going to do, but I've been poking my head in some meetings, making some suggestions, and hopefully helping with that rudder turn.
Now, you've been involved in politics for a number of years at various points. What was coming out of a military career and doing other things, what was it about the political environment that got your attention?
I grew up a Republican, a graduate of Oregon State. My kids, I met my wife there. We had three kids, and now I've got eight grandkids. My kids are in Lake Oswego. My grandkids are in Lake Oswego. And You know, it's either you're part of the solution or you're part of the problem. And that's what my parents taught me. So I always looked at politics as an opportunity to try and make a difference. I'm lucky in that I've had a good education upbringing. I went to Georgetown and spent 30 years in the Navy, was successful in business, was president of a grocery outlet. I've been very lucky. So I just think sometimes in politics, politicians need direction from leaders who have experience in other areas. And so, yeah, I passed three ballot measures, raised the money, and got them passed, Measure 8, Measure 11, Measure 17. Measure 11, keep Oregon safe. Measure 17, keep prisoners in prison. Real novel ideas. I was in the legislature, and then I went to the became chairman of the party, ran for governor last time because I thought I would help make a difference there. And, you know, it's just everybody together, everybody listening out there, we all have different ways to contribute. And I think that was the way I could contribute. And so that's what I've been doing.
As you look towards the fall, how do you see things shaping up nationally for this race?
I think it right now, and I think even for the near future, it looks super good. There's just a different vibe going on now. I think what happened on Saturday, in a kind of funny way, has helped everybody come together. I think you're going to see a little different attitude from Bush. I had a Biden moment. A little different attitude from Trump. You know, he doesn't say the right thing all the time. Sometimes he goes overboard, and sometimes I wish he'd keep his mouth shut. But you look at his policies. You look at his business experience. I identify with him because we were both paid to get things done, to fix problems, to take care of situations. And we have a huge situation at the border with all these illegal aliens coming in and all the problems that are coming in behind that. And it's really destroying our country. It's hurting the fiber of what made us such a great country. Our inflation, our economy, we need to have stronger. We need to have, you know, groceries that are affordable. And our national defense, the primary purpose of our national government is to keep us safe. And if you portray yourself as a weak country and a weak president, we're going to invite aggression. Strong presidents do not get into war. Strong presidents and strong countries prevent war. So do you think for a second that in Ukraine, that would have happened if Trump was in place? No. Do you think China would be threatening Taiwan right now if Trump was the president? Are you kidding me? You know why? Because they know what would happen. And so weakness doesn't buy you anything. It buys you problems. So our national defense, which I, of course, got 30 years into, is very, very important to me. It should be very important to all of us. But then our internal security and our immigration should be very important to us. And then our economy, the democratic miracle that we have here, of independent business and freedom. We have to protect that. So, yes, that's the difference in this next election. It's huge. We're going in the wrong direction. We have problems that aren't solved. And we have a team here of Trump and Vance that can solve those problems. And I think it's time to give them the opportunity to do that.
Now, in the going back, younger voters have tended to vote more progressive, more Democratic. Do you see any shift there from the younger generation?
I do, because what's happening now is affecting them. The regulations that are causing businesses not to hire people. Even the minimum wage going up to where businesses are choosing not to hire people because it's too expensive. When you start getting your businesses taxed out of this state, Columbia Sportswear is leaving the state. Why is that? Because of the taxes. Do you think that Nike is going to be sticking around? How about all those medium sizes? How about all our lumber companies? Businesses are fleeing that state, and what's happening? It affects those folks who are getting into the workforce, who want a job, who want to stay home, who want to stay in Oregon. Oregon is one of the most gorgeous states in the entire country, and yet we're forcing the very means to stay here, our businesses, out of the state. Now, that's craziness. And I think the younger generation is understanding that. And I also think J.D. Vance, at 39 years old, will be the second youngest vice president in the history of our country. And he is young. He is vibrant. He's smart. He's a Yale graduate. He's got business experience. He's got real. He grew up in Appalachia. He has struggled his entire life. He's a former United States Marine. He knows discipline. He knows how to get things done. I think that's our future. And I think that's what our younger folks are looking for. Show me a great future here in this country and make it happen. And that's what I think that Trump is going to do. Trump is a misunderstood individual. He's a family man. He is an outstanding individual. And yes, he should keep his mouth shut sometimes. But you know what? I'm proud. I'm proud of watching him. Watch what he does. Watch what he does.
We're just about out of time. 30 seconds left. What are you most looking forward to in the balance of the convention?
Tonight, J.D. Vance is going to be speaking. Everybody there, you can watch him. Watch him tonight on your TV. Tomorrow night is Trump and his wife. Watch him. And ask yourself, is that our future? And I think you're going to say, damn right it is. Let's go with it.
All right, Bob Tiernan, live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, at events with the Republican National Convention. Bob, thanks for being on with us this afternoon.
Thank you, Kyle. Good show. Appreciate it. And shout out to Douglas County.
All right, 1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.